For FFA Today, my name is Corinne LaRue. Here with me, I have Brianna Holbert, an agricultural education major at California State University of Chico, and she was just elected the national FFA president. Brianna, tell me a little bit about what you're feeling right now.
You know, my first initial reaction is shock, but the second feeling is, wow, how much of a blessing this is going to be. When I was on that stage and I looked at those five teammates I have now, I can't feel more excited to not only just get to know them, but also where they're from and how much their personality reflects onto the rest of this membership and how I can learn their perspectives and reflect and learn more about the students in our organization. So that was my initial feeling when I was up there, but definitely learning more perspectives was the second part of that. Yeah.
When you realized I am the new, you know, national FFA president, what does that mean to you?
For me, when I am in my state of California, we like to look at our titles as something that isn't a title or puts you on a pedestal, but an opportunity. It's a direction of our life. It's not a definition. And so when I zip up this jacket as national FFA president, I look at it as a way for me to continue to reach out to those students. So yes, I'm National FFA president, and I'm going to be blessed to represent this organization so well and the students within it, but I also understand that there are students who have accomplished so much more than I would have ever thought in the FFA, like proficiencies and CDEs, winning at the state level, things that I wish I could have accomplished, but I hope I get to meet those students and learn more about them.
And tell me your story of being involved in FFA.
So it first started when I was in eighth grade, and my counselor set down this big schedule for our classes, and right in the side was our ag science class, and I asked him, what is this? And he said, oh, you just plant plants all day. And at the time, I really wanted to go into high school and just start the WNBA track I was going to be on. And so I was like, okay, I'll sign me up because it's probably easy. Going to the class, realizing it is totally not. There's going to be some challenges, and I'm definitely going to learn so much about agriculture. But I remember my teacher walking up to me and saying, I think you have something. I believe in you. You should do Creed. And so I jumped into Creed, super shy freshman, but walked out of that first round knowing I wasn't going to win, but having a feeling of, I just accomplished that. I just spoke in front of a group of people. And I believe that's what sparked my, you know, drive to continue to be in the FFA. I was heavily involved in my chapter. My favorite part was being a part of the community and learning more about them through just service engagement. And then I had the opportunity to serve on multiple levels, such as section, region. And I served as a state officer 2 years ago, as state secretary, like one of my teammates had as well. And I facilitated numerous conferences after that in college, a continuum in California FFA that we produce for students. And then now I'm here, and it's definitely, looking back, it's been a journey, and I know that God has meant something for everyone, and He's meant this for me, so I'm going to do what I can with this opportunity.
And what do you hope to accomplish this year?
You know, I kind of spoke a little bit earlier about what it means to me to be intentional. I think when we walk into a room as national officers or as state officers or any level, that we automatically have this feeling of, oh, I need to say this or I need to say that. But genuinely, what we need to do is walk in saying, okay, what is our audience? Who are we talking to? And how can I connect with them the most during this time? And so what I want to accomplish, besides service, which is totally important, but just being intentional with every conversation I have, whether it's a student or a stakeholder.
And what do you hope to give others this year?
The number one thing that other people have given to me throughout my life has been their genuine, optimistic care. I want to care about every member, regardless of their background, regardless of what they like to do. And I want to open up opportunities in the eyes of not only freshmen, but seniors that are going off to college. No matter who you are, I want to genuinely and honestly care, because that's why I'm here today, because the people in my life did that for me.
And who were your inspirations and role models?
My number one inspiration in my life is my mom. She exemplifies what grit looks like. During our life, we went through some significant financial issues, and life was not easy for a lot of my life. But going into high school and being inside the FFA program, it provided me stability to reflect on how much my mom worked to provide so much for her children, despite the fact that she was doing it alone. And I want to do that same thing. I'm with a group of five talented individuals, so I know I don't have to do it alone, but to put in the same work, grit, and perseverance that my mom had, she is my inspiration.
Who would you like to thank?
I want to thank my advisor, Mrs. Freeman, for always believing in me. I also want to thank my advisor, Miss Rochelle Yates, for always being, you know, a shoulder to cry on. I want to thank my our state assistant supervisor, Josiah Mayfield, and all of his family, because they have opened their home to me when I needed it the most, and they are by far a piece of my heart. And I want to thank my friends at home and everyone back at Chico. Go Wildcats.
And what are your goals for this year?
So I have a team goal and I also have a service goal. And I think my team goal is, I'm the type of person that loves family. And so I want to be able to create some type of bond. I understand that we'll be across the country most of the time and we won't have the opportunity to see each other as much. But I want to make that, like I talked about before, that intentional stride to make sure that we keep up our connections, because these people are absolutely incredible and I want to continue that.
And what are you looking forward to the most?
You know, the reason why I study agricultural education at CSU Chico in California, and the reason why I started to teach in general is because when I started facilitating workshops, or when I walked into a classroom with students and watched my teacher teach, there were sometimes where she'd walk up to a group of people and she would say something to them and automatically their eyes would light up. And that feeling is what drove me to teach. And so I want that same thing for students. I want to be able to walk into a room and give them an opportunity that I didn't think was, oh my goodness, like this is going to hit this student. And then automatically go, oh, really? That's awesome. And just have that light bulb go off. That's something that drives me, and I believe it will continue to drive me, and I'll learn more about what else drives me throughout this year.
I think we touched on this a little bit before, but I wanted to give you the opportunity to, I guess, expand on that. What does this mean to you and your family?
My family has come an incredibly long way, and there is not a day where I don't believe in my heart that God has blessed me with the most beautiful people to continue to shape me and grow me as a person. So what this means to me and my family is the opportunity to continue to grow other people. Everyone in my family gives a shirt off their back for anyone, and we don't have that much for a lot of our life, but it's that ability to just have a service-minded heart and to not care about what other people think, but more so about what drives us as people. So that's what really drives me and my family, and I definitely think that's what's most important to us. And this opportunity will offer me that same ability to continue to have opportunities for not only me, but my sister, who's in FFA right now currently, and she's a senior in high school, and I love her to death. So this opportunity means so much to me. You have no idea.
And do you have any advice for any FFA member from green hand to senior in high school? I bet you do. What would that be?
My advice is never limit yourself. You have no idea your potential. You need to push forward and continue to test the boundaries, because you don't know how much you can do until you try to do it.
All right, once again, that is Brianna Holbert, the new National FFA president. This is Corinne LaRue with FFA Today.